Norm has his dream draft for the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah, over the course of the last month, much more so the last week to 10 days, because free agency's over, you have a much better feeling for where a team's holes are and things like that, Donnie, and mm-hmm. who they brought in, things like that. I sat down and went through the draft, tried to place Cowboy interviews, Cowboy needs, ratings of players, and try to sort of overlap them, overlay them, if you will,
okay,
to get a feeling. So this for me would be an ideal Cowboy draft. If this draft happened, every pick you might say, well, I might have taken this or that or something. I'd be happy with this set of players.
Okay.
Here we go. In round two, Juan Thornhill, the safety from Virginia. I really like this young man. Been on this player for a few weeks now. The Cowboys brought him in. I don't know if he's going to get to number 58. That's the problem. But I'll give you only one target at 58, and that's Juan Thornhill at safety.
He's not the best safety in the draft.
No.
But he's the one that fits the Cowboys' needs at that particular spot.
Yes.
This is a pretty top-heavy safety draft where you might see, what, 4, 5, maybe even 6 safeties go off the board before the Cowboys pick at 58.
I'd say there's a fair chance that 3 or 4 of them go off the board, yes. Now, that's the problem. Because one thing we're going to keep an eye on, Donnie, when we're in Nashville together is runs. There are position runs. And there was a famous draft, I don't know, this is 7 or 8 years ago, where no wide receiver went in the first round. And everybody went, whoa, no wide receiver in the first round. And then I believe it was early second round where, and I'm going to go on memory here, where I think it was the Packers who took Jordy Nelson.
Mm-hmm.
And all hell broke loose. And in the last 24, 25 picks, next 23, 24, 25 picks, 11 wide receivers went off the board. It was boom, 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 boom.
It's funny because it's almost like a fantasy draft. If you're drafting fantasy baseball, a team in fantasy baseball, and someone picks a closer, then all of a sudden everyone goes, uh-oh, closer's on the board. So everyone starts picking closers. And it's it's funny how that kind of mirrors what happens in the actual draft.
Exactly right. Because what we've got here is maybe seven or eight safeties belong in the first 3 rounds.
Mm-hmm.
There are some others that are interesting down the line that you wouldn't mind having. But oh boy, if suddenly a safety goes late first round, and then a safety goes early second round, and then another safety goes 3 or 4 picks later, you start to worry the teams in that area before the Cowboys who say, I need a safety. They're going off the board.
Now, since a lot of people have been focused on safety for the Cowboys, since it seems like it's their biggest need, even though they won't fall to them, in your estimation, in your mind, who's the best safety out of the whole entire bunch? Is it the Savage kid from Maryland or the safety from Delaware?
The kid Adderley from Delaware, the kid Taylor Rapp, the Pacific, the Pac-12 mm-hmm. player, is a good player. Chauncey Gardner-Johnson's a good player out of Florida. I think that's a beauties in the eye of the beholder situation. You could have, if you took 32 teams, there might be 5 different opinions on who the best safety is.
So no one just jumps to the top
nobody
as
leaps.
Far as, all right, I'm the best one. I will be the first safety taken.
Yeah, there's no clear Polamalu or Reed
right.
or any of those types.
That should benefit the Cowboys big time.
It should, but again, there is a cluster of nicely talented safeties there. And if somehow teams should start a run, I don't say this to scare you, but all of a sudden safeties are a little more valued in this league, especially ones like Thornhill who have had cornerback experience and are ball hawk types. So,
is there any guy maybe a tick below Thornhill that you would be happy that they grab if they're available?
you'd almost have to go to the third round.
Okay.
If the run has happened where Abram and Chauncey Gardner-Johnson and Rapp and Adderley are all gone, you almost then drop to the third round and say, I'll take my chances
so
there.
So the Alabama safety, Thompson.
Thompson's a nice player.
Iowa safety.
Hooker. Imani Hooker, yes. Right. They're both good players.
Okay, third round projections, you think?
I don't know. If the run starts, they may not get to the Cowboys picking the third round.
Right.
That's the tenuousness of a draft. But let's give them Juan Thornhill or
okay.
two.
All right.
Okay. Third round. I went to a local product. I went to two players. Either L.J. Collier, the defensive tackle from TCU. Donnie, he's undersized by NFL standards. He's 280 pounds. But that kid is so quick, and he's disruptive in there. And he's a nice, he's just a nice, solid, high motor player. And he fits right there. The other player I've got at that third-round draft pick is a cornerback out of Vanderbilt named Jo'Wan Williams. The Cowboys went to Nashville to work him out from Vanderbilt. Sometimes the good players from bad teams get overlooked a little bit. Jo'Wan Williams is a good player. So I could go either way. If they fill the safety need, defensive line and cornerback both sit there on the next level of needs.
I think if you feel the safety need in the second round, man, it may be just, all right, there's no really big pressing need. You can always add a defensive lineman. You can always add a corner, a linebacker, or anything like that. And if you're not going to go running back that high, you could pick anyone at any position and you'll feel pretty good about what the Cowboys are doing.
If they go someone
that's pretty high up on their draft board. And, oh, man, he's second-round talent, but he slipped to the third round. Let's grab him, and everything will be fine.
I agree.
Yeah.
Because safety is the one hole you have to fill.
Sure.
Let's go to two fourth-round picks. Donnie, I would love to find an offensive lineman there. I'm not sure that one fits there. I'm not sure we aren't in a gap in the draft there in which the upper-flight linemen have gone. And the lower flight linemen don't belong there. Now, that could change with the picks and everything. But in the fourth round, I assigned one pick to a running back. And I know that they worked out Mike Weber from Ohio State on their national visit list. And I know they worked out on local visit list Ozigbo, the runner from Nebraska, who is a pretty good runner. I put those two together with Rodney Anderson, the runner from Oklahoma. If Rodney Anderson were well, he's such a talent. He's such a talent. Now, he just can't stay well, but he is such a talent. And if he somehow gets to that spot in the fourth round, I would take him because of the top side. The second fourth-round pick, I went tight end, though, again, I would love to have found an offensive lineman there. But I went to either Drew Sample from Washington, whom they brought in, or Foster Moreau, a tight end from LSU, whom they also showed interest in. Now, they don't have a fifth-round pick. Sixth round is where I went wide receiver, Donnie. And I've got my fingers crossed for this kid sliding there. Do you remember Clemson's football team and a kid named Hunter Renfro?
Of course. He made huge plays.
Third and Renfro was the phrase at Clemson.
Right.
He's got all sorts of problems if you look at him as a physical specimen. He's not fast. He's not big. Neither was Beasley. He makes plays. He makes them over and over and over again. Over and over and over and over and over again. He's a football player.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got him there along with, I tabbed that for wide receiver. The two other names were Stanley Morgan of Nebraska, who has big topside. He's so raw. But he's got big topside. And Jalen Hurd, the converted running back who went to wide receiver at Baylor, but my preference would be Renfro. And finally, in the seventh round, I went an offensive lineman here. The guy I really like is a kid out of NC State named Tyrone Prescott. He's 6'5 and 344, and nobody had this guy on his list. Until they started looking at the films of his last season and he got better and better and better. But I will say this, if they have somehow not found a corner, I have one more eye on one other sleeper for you. Deep Saturday, Jimmy Moreland. He's 5'9 and a half, 179 from James Madison. But he's a slot corner or a boundary corner. And this is James Madison, small. You say to yourself, what is he doing here? Donnie, he got invited to both the Shrine Game and the Senior Bowl. He's got talent. He's got some talent there.
Very good. That's Norm's dream draft for the Cowboys. It all starts tomorrow from Nashville.